Hey there, beautiful souls. Riley Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Now, let's talk about something that can feel a little tricky sometimes. Setting boundaries with love and respect. We all crave connection, right? We want those deep, meaningful relationships that make us feel seen, heard, and supported. But let's be real, holding space for others doesn't mean sacrificing your own well-being. You deserve to have healthy, fulfilling relationships where you can be your authentic self, and that starts with setting boundaries. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like the walls around a beautiful garden. They protect what's precious inside while allowing room for growth and connection. Without them, things can get overgrown, messy, and honestly, a little overwhelming. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Riley, setting boundaries sounds kind of harsh, doesn't it? But trust me, it's about loving yourself enough to protect your energy and create space for what truly matters. Here's the deal. Boundaries aren't walls that keep people out. They're guidelines that define what's acceptable and respectful within a relationship. They help you communicate your needs clearly, understand others' limits, and ultimately foster healthier connections. Remember, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. Ready to dive in? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Know your needs. This is the foundation. Before you can set boundaries, you need to be crystal clear about what you need and want in a relationship. What makes you feel comfortable, respected, and supported? Think about your values, priorities, and non-negotiables. When was the last time someone truly made you feel heard and understood? That's a powerful clue. 2. Communicate with confidence. Once you know your needs, it's time to express them clearly and respectfully. Remember, communication is key. Use I statements to focus on your feelings and needs. For example, instead of saying, "You always interrupt me," try, "I feel unheard when I'm interrupted. Could we please try to listen to each other fully?" This approach feels less accusatory and invites open dialogue. 3. Practice saying no. This one can be tough, but it's essential. Learning to say no gracefully helps protect your time and energy. You don't have to explain yourself endlessly. A simple, "Thank you for the offer, but I won't be able to do that right now," is often enough. Remember, your time and energy are valuable resources. 4. Be consistent. Consistency is key when it comes to boundaries. If you set a boundary one day and let it slide the next, it sends mixed messages. This can lead to confusion and frustration for both parties involved. Stick to your boundaries, even when it feels uncomfortable. You're teaching yourself and others what's acceptable in your life. 5. Revisit and adjust. Life is constantly evolving, so your needs and boundaries may change over time. Don't be afraid to revisit them regularly and make adjustments as needed. It's a continuous process of self-discovery and growth. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells around certain people? You know that feeling when you try to please everyone else but end up neglecting your own needs? That, my friends, is the telltale sign that it's time to establish some healthy boundaries. Let me share a quick story. This happened to me back in college. I was constantly volunteering for everything, saying yes to every invitation, and trying to be everyone's best friend. I thought it made me look good and kept people happy. But honestly, I was burned out and resentful. It wasn't until I realized that my yes was actually a silent no to myself that things started to change. I began saying no to commitments that didn't align with my values or priorities. I learned to prioritize self-care and set aside time for activities that brought me joy. The shift wasn't easy, but it was incredibly liberating. I finally felt empowered to create a life that reflected who I truly was, not who others expected me to be. Remember, setting boundaries is an act of self-love. It allows you to show up authentically in your relationships and create space for genuine connection. It takes courage and practice, but the rewards are immense. So go ahead, set those boundaries with love and respect. You deserve it. So there you have it, folks. 5 key takeaways to help you navigate the world of boundaries with grace and confidence. Remember, communication is key, self-care is non-negotiable, and you have the power to create relationships that are both fulfilling and supportive. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one boundary you're ready to set today? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, keep shining bright. You got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.